In sports, in the state volleyball tournament yesterday in Cedar Rapids at the U.S. Cellular Center, it was the championship round for all the classes. In Class 5A, it was Ankeny Centennial defeating Bettendorf 3-1. In 4A, West Delaware took the crown, defeating Harlan 3-0. In Class 3A, Nevada was a 3-0 winner over West Liberty. Western Christian defeated Sumner Fredericksburg in Class 2A to take the championship turf trophy at 3-1. And in Class 1A, it was Janesville defeating Sydney, also 3-1. At the high school football action of the Cedar Falls at the Unidome yesterday in Class A semifinals, it was Gladbrook Rhinebeck over Denver in overtime, 19-16. Also, Akron Westfield defeating Mount Air, 36-35. In the 4A semifinals, it was Cedar Rapids Kennedy over Bettendorf, 31-14. West Des Moines Dowling Catholic over West Des Moines, 24-6. There's more semifinal football action today at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Things get underway just after 10 a.m. this morning in Class 1A when Dyke New Hartford takes on Iowa City Regina. This afternoon, just after 1 o'clock, it'll be Van Meter taking on Western Christian. In the 2A semifinals this afternoon, it'll be North Fayette versus Spirit Lake. That game getting underway just after 4 o'clock. And the nightcap pits Albia versus Mount Vernon in 2A. Some of the championship games then are already set up, with yesterday's semifinals having been complete. Next Thursday, there'll be championship games in Class 3A, A, and 8. In 3A, it'll be Norwalk versus Pella at the Unidome. In Class A action, Akron Westfield will take on Gladbrook Rhinebeck. And in Class 8 or 8-man football, it'll be Gilbertville Don Bosco versus MMC Marcus Meriden Cleghorn. Next Friday, Class 4A championship matchup, Pitts Cedar Rapids Kennedy against West Des Moines Dowling Catholic. Well, Iowa State will try to derail 8th-ranked Oklahoma State's national title hopes in their home finale this afternoon. The Cyclones hope to control the ball with a strong ground game, but Coach Paul Rhodes said the Cowboys' speed on defense will make that difficult.
Guys off the line of scrimmage really, really run. I'm talking about linebackers and secondary guys. So you might see a hole that's developed, and well, here, that's why it's got a shot, and it's closed down. And it's a 2 or 3 yard gain.
Rhodes says Oklahoma State also has an outstanding front four.
These are guys that really do a nice job of getting off blocks. Sometimes you can penetrate and hold your gap, but these are guys that cross spaces and get off gaps and go make plays in space as well as anybody that we've played.
Rhodes says controlling the Oklahoma State offense begins with success on the first down.
The younger I was, the more I thought third down was absolutely the most important down. The wiser I've got, I understand the mix and the importance of both first and third down in arriving. You got to get there third down in a better way, but when you get to third down, the game's on the line. You got to perform.
Kickoff from Jack Trice Stadium in Ames is set for 2:30 this afternoon. Meanwhile, the 5th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes will try to go 10-0 for the first time when they host Minnesota under the lights tonight. The Hawkeyes need to win 2 of their final 3 games to clinch a spot in the Big Ten championship game. And Coach Kirk Ferentz says this will be a tall hurdle to clear.
We have total respect, and we have full firsthand knowledge just how well these guys can play. You know, what kind of team they are. They got a lot of the same players back, and we're going to have to be at our best. So the big thing that's motivating us right now is just to play our best football this year. That's really what we're worried about and focused on, and that's really all we can control.
Iowa's offense will be challenged by a tough Gopher defense.
They're very aggressive defensively, run very well at all positions, extremely good in the secondary. I know they feel great about those guys, and rightfully so. You know, they're a very, very good football team, and you know, we're going to have a big challenge on our hands.
The Hawkeyes will bust out an all-black alternate uniform for tonight's game.
The bottom line is our players are really excited about it, so that's a great thing. My sense is the fans are excited about it, which if we can make them more excited without playing a snap on Saturday, that's a good thing too. And, you know, so I think it's a win-win situation.
Pre-game coverage here on KJAN begins at 5 p.m. with a kickoff at 7. In college basketball, Jared Utoff scored all of his career-high 21 points in the first half, and Iowa beat Gardner-Webb 76-59 last night, a game you might have heard on KJAN. That was the season opener for both teams. Adam Woodbury had 11 points, and Peter Jock added 8 before leaving early in the second half with an injury for the Hawkeyes, who scored 21 points off of 17 Bulldog turnovers. Tyrell Nelson scored 12 points to lead Gardner-Webb, which shot 19% from the field in the second half. Utoff had 6 of 9 field goals and all 7 of his free throws in the first half. The senior put up only 3 shots in limited second half minutes. Iowa led 41-37 after a back-and-forth first half. The Hawkeyes opened the second half with an 8-0 run to create a cushion and led by double figures for much of the rest of the game. George Nyang scored 17 points, and number 7 Iowa State held off Colorado 68-62 Friday in Coach Steve Prohm's debut. Abdel Nader had 14 points, and Naz Mitro-Long scored 13 for the Cyclones, who held the Bulldogs, or Ruffalos, that is, to just 36.5% shooting. Nyang, a preseason All-American, also had a pair of assists, including an alley-oop pass to Jameel McKay that put Iowa State ahead 64-57 with a minute 13 left to go in the game. George King had 14 points for Colorado, which was picked 7th in the Pac-12's preseason media poll. Reed Timmer had 19 points, Casey Schlater had 13, and Drake shot nearly 70% from the field en route to a 97-52 win over Simpson in the season opener for both teams on Friday. Timmer, who earned Missouri Valley Conference All-Freshman and All-Newcomer honors last season, finished 6 of 7 from the field and 6 of 6 on free throws. Drake used an 18-0 run in the first half to take a 26-6 lead within the first 10 minutes. The Bulldogs led 50-18 at halftime. Dominic Olejniak's 12 rebounds led an impressive effort from the Drake bench, which totaled 47 points and 32 rebounds. Dylan Gretzky, the nephew of hockey great Wayne Gretzky, scored a team-high 14 points for Simpson and pulled down 5 rebounds. He was the only Storm player to score in double figures. Elsewhere in Top 25 college basketball, it was opening night in men's college basketball, and the top team in the AP poll had an easy time winning in its season debut. Kennedy Meeks poured in 25 points and grabbed 11 rebounds as North Carolina hammered Temple 91-67 at the Naval Academy. The big stunner was in Madison, Wisconsin, as Garrett Covington hit 2 foul shots with 10.2 seconds left to give Western Illinois a 69-67 triumph over the 17th-ranked Badgers, last season NCAA finalists. Wisconsin's Bronson Koenig missed a mid-range jumper with 3 seconds left. The Armed Forces Classic between No. 9 Gonzaga and the Panthers was canceled at halftime because of slippery conditions on the court at Foster Field in Okinawa. Pittsburgh was leading 37-35 when the game was stopped. All but 2 of the AP's top 25 teams were on Friday's schedule, with 8th-ranked Oklahoma and No. 24 Butler off for the day. Meanwhile, in the rest of the action, Jamal Murray scored 13 of his 19 points in the second half of 2nd-ranked Kentucky's 78-65 victory at Albany. Jake Lehman scored 16 points and Melo Trimble had 14 as No. 3 Maryland ripped Mount Mary's 80-56. Also in college hoops, Brandon Green hit all 5 of his 3-point attempts and had 18 points as No. 4 Kansas trounced Northern Colorado 109-72. 5th-ranked Duke thumped Siena 92-74 as Grayson Allen scored 20 of his 26 points in the first half. Emil Jefferson matched a career high with 19 points and added 12 rebounds to help the Blue Devils win in the first round of the 2K Classic. 6th-rated Virginia missed 12 of its first 13 shots before putting together a 24-9 run in the first half of an 86-48 pounding in Morgan State. Ron Baker scored 15 points, while freshmen Landry Shamet and Eric Hamilton each added 13 to carry No. 10 Wichita State's offense in an 88-63 rout of Charleston Southern. Daniel Oshifu scored 16 points, and freshman Jalen Brunson chipped in 12 and 4 assists to help No. 11 Villanova post a 91-54 victory over Farley Dickinson. Ryan Anderson had 18 points and 12 rebounds in his Arizona debut to highlight the 12th-ranked Wildcats' 79-61 victory over Pacific. Also in top 25 action, it was Matt Costello with 15 points, Denzel Valentine with 13, in leading No. 13 Michigan State to an 82-55 win over Florida Atlantic. Tyrone Wallace scored 20 points, and No. 14 Cal shot 51% at a 97-65 thrashing of Rice. No. 15 Indiana clobbered Eastern Illinois 88-49 as James Blackman Jr. scored 17 points, and Kevin Yogi Farrell added 13. Jordan Loveridge hit for 24 points, and Kyle Kuzma and Jacob Bodle each had 23 as No. 16 Utah got by Southern Utah 82-71. Number 18 Vanderbilt hammered Austin Peay 80-41 behind Luke Cornett's 13 points and 13 rebounds. Demetrius Jackson scored a career-high 27 points to lead No. 9 Notre Dame to an 87-56 victory over St. Francis of Pennsylvania. Elsewhere in top 25 action, Sterling Gibbs scored 20 points and Sean Miller provided 17 and 10 rebounds as No. 20 Connecticut ripped Maine 100-56. LSU's Antonio Blakeney had 22 points and 11 rebounds as the 21st-rated Tigers dumped McNeese State 81-70. Number 22 Baylor battered Stephen Austin 97-55 as Rico Gathers scored 18 points, and Lester Medford had 13 and 9 assists. Kendall Stevens and Ryan Klein each made 4 3-pointers in number 23 Purdue's 81-40 laffer against North Carolina A&T. And Karis LeVert scored 18 points, and number 25 Michigan led from the start in a 70-44 rout of Division II Northern Michigan. Finally, in sports this morning, North Carolina State has handed out new contracts to men's basketball coach Mark Gottfried and women's basketball coach Wes Moore. Each deal runs through 2020. Gottfried has led the men's program to the NCAA tournament in each of his first 4 seasons, while Moore is entering his 3rd season. That is a check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.